This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and we're now going to... He's been on the trip. Joining us now is investigative reporter Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm good, although I haven't been traveling.
Well, the older I get, the less fun it is to do the whole cross-country thing. It's like time travel. But yeah, I just got back from the Second Amendment Foundation's Gun Rights Policy Conference, which was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I need that. I mean, it really recharges my batteries. There's a lot of the very good gun rights specialist attorneys, probably the best in the country. And then there's a lot of grassroots groups. And, you know, so you get a mix. You hear how these attorneys are doing, what tactics, what techniques they're using. You hear what they're doing in other states, like in Utah. They can make their own suppressors, Bill.
In Utah.
And they don't have to register with the federal government. Yeah, I'll be looking into that. But the big takeaway, and you can see the light bulb go on over my head, a lot of these state level groups, have switched. They're doing litigation now instead of legislation. And it makes sense. When you're a pro-gun group and you want to do legislation, buddy, it's a pain in the butt. Mm-hmm. Okay, you got to go find a state rep, a state senator. You got to convince them. First of all, you got to do a lot of educating. You got to educate them about the issue. And, you know, maybe you'll have to write the bill itself or at least a draft. Then, you know, there's a million reasons why it doesn't happen, especially in Florida. You know, you get rhinos involved. Why not just sue for your rights? I look at it this way. I mean, right now, open carry is illegal in Florida. You cannot carry arms openly, which I would say is, excuse me, an infringement of my Second Amendment right. Carrying is the bearing part of the right to keep and bear arms, obviously. And there's good historical tradition for carrying openly. So I'm thinking this may be a venue rather than trying to fight something through the legislature. Maybe push for that through the courts. And then today, I see that the NAGGR, National Association of Gun Rights, has sent a cease and desist order here in Florida to Ron DeSantis, Ashley Moody, our Attorney General, President of the Senate, Speaker of the House, all about, you know, cease and desist, stop infringing upon our rights by not allowing us to carry openly. So I really do think this will be the coming thing. I mean, all you need is good attorney and enough financial resources to get the case filed, as opposed to trying to move heaven and earth to get bills through. I mean, we struggled here in Florida for 10 damn years trying to get constitutional carry passed. And I know it's a struggle there, too. So my point is, why not use the courts? The other team is.
Well, yeah, and the other thing I've thought about is some of these, like the D.C. movement. I think the D.C. movement probably did some good the first year they did it.
Yeah.
And then every year after that, and it's probably because it caught them off guard, but then when it became a regular thing, it just became the day the gun lady showed up in my office and took my time.
Yeah.
And so that meant they weren't listening. they were not receptive to anything that anybody was putting in front of them. So if they're not going to be receptive, why waste the time?
Oh, and you know what a hassle it is. I mean, especially in Florida, capital's Tallahassee, which is all the way up north, in the middle of nowhere, pain in the butt. And usually state capitals are like that. I mean, look at South Dakota, you got Pierre. It's in the middle of nowhere, right in the middle of, there's a good old saying about Pierre, nothing like Pierre in the rearview mirror. You gotta, plus you gotta get people to know what they're doing. You have to register them as lobbyists. You gotta pay them. Although some work for some volunteer, but I kind of like this idea.
Well, it's a lot more.
Really interested in your take on it. I mean, all you need is, like I said, a good attorney who knows what he's doing, and I think we could really make some headway here.
Yep. 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 Indeed. That was That's actually sort of taking their rules that they put in place. This is their world now, so they have a problem living with their rules.
Yeah, I mean, they're using lawfare against us. We passed Bruin. Look what Fonzie out in California just signed, that huge bevy of anti-gun laws. They don't care about Bruin. It's all lawfare. So I'm thinking turnabout might be a little fair play here, and it's time for us to dust off the law books and come back at them using their tactics.
Yeah.
They don't have the capability, especially in a red state like Florida, of passing anti-gun laws. So I think we do it.
Well, I think, and you could correct me if I'm wrong on this, I haven't been paying attention, but like I look at Second Amendment Foundation, and it's like they have a bunch of lawyers they keep on retainer all the time, ready to go out and do what they got to do.
Right.
And that's probably a more efficient, less expensive way of doing it than getting out there and saying, okay, we got to get this lawyer to go there. Instead of doing that, let's just pay a bunch of lawyers salary and we'll just tell them what to go do when we need it done. Gun Owners of America has adopted that model.
Yeah, I think it's the way to go. I think it will be the coming thing, because having tried and failed several times to get legislation even considered, even get it moving, is difficult. Let's take the, I don't want to say the easy way out, but let's use something that's more effective.
And more streamlined.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, time. Some of this stuff, and it seems to like it moves faster now. It used to be they would try all of these things where they would get out there and start this stuff, and they knew that it was going to go to court, and they knew it was going to get turned back in court. But in the interim, they got to have their gun control, and they got to have their, their disruption of rights.
Now there's victory lap,
yeah,
too.
Now this is getting faster. It's getting in front of the courts faster. It's getting to the Supreme Court faster. So, you know, let's adapt. I'm good.
Yeah, it was interesting out there. It was this strange dichotomy of groups. You know, you've got guys from New York and Massachusetts and in California, and they are so behind the line. And then guys from Utah in Oklahoma, that showed you what could be if, you know, what once you get there. Utah, I mean, it sounds like, and I haven't been, for I've driven through Utah, it sounds like paradise for a gun owner, as does Oklahoma. It was interesting. It was fun seeing guys from very pro-gun blue or red states talking to the guys from the blue ones, because it was nothing but a great exchange of ideas and techniques, which is what GRPC has always been.
Right.
That's why it should be mandatory for anybody who's truly interested in the right, in supporting the right to keep and bear arms.
I'm good with it. Absolutely good.
Yeah, it was an eye opener. It's like drinking from the fire hose, though. The information out there just comes at you so fast and so furious. But I'm, you know, my batteries recharged, because I've got a few good ideas that we're going to be using here in Florida and hopefully elsewhere too.
Well, hang on for me. Coming up on the first break, tell you about where leaving finally Williams' stuff when we get back, because we've run out of time. But this is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one. And he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And welcome back. We are with investigative reporter Lee Williams, which, by the way, you can find his stuff at thegunwriter.substack.com. You can find him at armedamericannews.com and at saf.org. He is the lone investigative reporter in the Investigative Reporter Project. What else is on your mind there, sir?
You know, it's interesting interacting with grassroots folks, because a lot of people, you know, who might be new to the cause might not think, and I don't want to be demeaning, might not think that they have enough to offer. But I'm telling you, you join a state rights group, a statewide group, and you start educating yourself. And I talked to so many people out there who all said the same thing. Yeah, you know, I've enjoyed shooting my whole life. I'm concerned about my rights being eroded, especially now under Joe Biden. So I got involved. I got active. And boom. And the next thing you know, they're leaving their group, which to me is how cool our movement is. Because you can get educated and everybody's friendly and will help you out, will help you learn. There's so much information out there, and I know you and I kind of ride the cusp on that. We make information. We're content generators, but there's so much out there that can help you and help people educate themselves about being a pro-gun activist, that I hope, you know, folks who are listening will jump on the bandwagon and get involved, because we certainly need you. We'll never have the funding that the gun ban industry has. We don't have, you know, billionaires like former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who's just ready to give billions of dollars and fund all these gun banning organizations. Our strength is in our grassroots, and we need to not only build that, we need to maintain that. The one thing that was kind of disconcerting is we are an older bunch, okay?
Right.
I was one of the, you know, felt like at times I was one of the youngest guys there. We need to attract younger people to the cause, to the movement, and get them there. There are a lot of young folks there, and that was really good to see.
Right.
But by a large majority, we're an older group, and we're a predominantly male group. So we need to get young people and females, and I was really impressed, but there were a lot of different folks of color, a lot of different national origins out there. That was really cool to see. It's not the old white man's party like it used to be.
Yeah.
But we all need to do that. Every single person who's listening now needs to dedicate themselves to bringing younger and more diverse folks into our groups, because grassroots are our strength. Let's get a diverse grassroots group and keep that strong and keep that moving. I'm off my soapbox now. I hope you agree.
Well, I mean, I do agree. And I like that it's a younger group. I like that it's a more diverse group because, you know, the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms is for all Americans. It's for all human beings, you know. Luckily, we were born in America. So the ones that don't take advantage of it and see it the way the narrative tries to put it out there.
Well, and, you know, you look at the origins of gun control, especially here in Florida. Our first anti-gun law prohibited folks of color from owning Winchester repeating rifles.
Wow.
Because some black folks got Winchester repeating rifles when they were being raided by the Klan, and they used them to good effect. So, all gun control is racist. It has its origins in the post-war era, and they all were designed to keep guns out of the hands of newly freed blacks.
Right.
So that's important to know, and that's why we need to diversify as much as we can.
Well, if you look at gun control over the past, I mean, like the Sullivan Act in New York, that was put together to keep guns from a certain gang, right? That's basically what it boiled down to. They were trying to keep guns out of a certain group's hands, just like it was with black people in Florida with whatever act you guys had with the lever-action rifles. So it's always about keeping a group that, for whatever reason, the government deems them not worthy, or a enemy that must not be allowed to be able to fight back. That's where my problem comes in with gun control. That's the way it seems with me anyway.
Yeah, and I mean, I had a great time. I would highly recommend everybody go. It is too, you know, a full day and a half of nothing but speaker. They were hitting the stage in 15-minute increments, which is amazing. Mark Walters was the MC on Saturday and kept it rolling. He kept it on time. But, man, it is drinking from the fire hose. You know, you can go to NRAM, you can go to SHOT, but you're not going to get information there. I mean, hell, at SHOT, you can't even buy anything unless you're a dealer. I would strongly recommend going to this because it will expand your mind and you'll realize that you're not, you or your local organization are not alone. There's a lot of folks out there that in the similar situations.
Well, it's a, you know, it's a wide open field full of people that, you know, some people we don't even know about, but I mean,
right.
It's amazing how this works out, even when you see a gun grabber, like the female that got mugged the other day, who had been trying to defund the police and all this other stuff. Now she's, you know, she's very much for the cops now, all that other nonsense.
Yeah.
It's always amazing how that works out. I always find a lot of fun in that one. But that's all. Neither here nor there. One more time, I want to put this out, just because it is quite voluminous to put out where you can find Lee. You can find him, first of all, you can find him here. Whenever we can, we get it together. Sometimes we have Bob Keller here and we do Think, Aim, Fire, which is a completely different kind of animal. But when it's just me and him, it's just me and him talking issues and some other things. And you can find him at thegunwriter.substack.com, and that's where everything sort of originates. That's where everything begins. This is the point where all of his initial thoughts launch. And from there, it goes out and gets republished a lot. Further, he's also at Armed American News, his collaboration with Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. And he also is the lone investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation and their investigative reporter project. He's the lone one. I think they should hire at least one other so you can take, you know, 5 minutes off from time to time.
I second that.
Yeah, so maybe that'll be something they do later on down the road. He also, of course, is a staccato aficionado, which makes him one of my bros, so that's always good, too. But I just wanted to put all that out there because last time I didn't get a chance to, because you need to go. He's written an article about this, that there's very few of us that actually do what we do for gun rights. And we're trying to put out as much information as we can. And you should go gather it everywhere you can, because an informed voter is a very dangerous thing.
Scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, it is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. President Biden's son, Hunter, has entered a not guilty plea to federal gun charges in Delaware. He's facing three felony firearms charges, one of which pertains to unlawful possession as an illegal drug user. The charges came after a previous plea deal, which permitted him to enter a diversion program, unraveled due to scrutiny from a federal judge. Former President Trump and his associates, including his two sons, are in a Manhattan courtroom for a second day in a civil fraud trial. Trump again blasting prosecutors on his way into the courthouse.
This case should be dismissed. This is not a case. And She should probably be dismissed also.
They're accused of inflating property values for better loans and insurance rates. 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers nationwide are in negotiations to prevent a three-day strike. If an agreement isn't reached tonight, the healthcare workers will stage the largest strike in U.S. healthcare history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Lee Williams, which he's the, if he's not the best investigative reporter, he's in the top two. And I know that you just had an emotional scribbling that you did down about the ATF. Tell me how bad they are.
I got angry. Speaking of unconstitutional litigious groups, the headline should pretty much sums it up. A warning to ATF, colon, we will never forget your crimes. Americans have long, long memories, and we're keeping track of what's going on. And my lead is very simple. If you're an ATF agent who supports the Constitution and has never violated your oath of office, the time to start looking for a new job is now. I've put out there, they've got an agency-wide butt-kicking coming. I mean, it is only going to be a matter of time. They have gone so far over to Joe's team, they lack all credibility. I guarantee, I don't know who's going to be in the White House next time. It's not going to be Joe, you know, whether it's Ron or Don or Nikki or... I don't care. I'm going to support them. But they're not going to look kindly on what ATF has been doing. And I think and I pray, and I don't say that often, Phil, but if not congressional hearings, criminal charges. I mean, I'll be honest, we need Nuremberg-type litigation, okay? What they're doing is wrong, and they are violating all of our rights.
Nuremberg
Tribunal.
Are we going to have some gallows out back?
Gosh, I hope so, because what they are doing is wrong, and we need to stop this. I mean, there's already people that are waking up to the fact that ATF is, you know, violating all the rights. We've got judges that are pushing back against their unconstitutional regulations and their bogus, their hundreds of bogus FFL revocations. Got lawmakers, including that good man in Oklahoma, who are demanding investigations after the ATF SWAT team violated their constituent civil rights. I mean, even the media is now starting to pick up on it. So, yeah, I think it's time. It is definitely time for all good people that are there, all, you know, maybe a handful of them, need to step up and get busy. I went into their, you know, their overuse of the criminalization, the overuse of their rules, where, you know, I mean, for hell, for how long were pistol braces good? A decade? And then Joe Biden gets in, and all of a sudden they're now, they need to be NFA. He tries that. He basically, he's, you know, the goal of his administration is to criminalize possession of commonly owned firearms or firearms accessories in order to turn millions of people, good law-abiding Americans, into felons. Because then we're unable to vote. Okay?
Right.
Then we are unable to vote. And Biden has weaponized that agency to do it. And it's unconstitutional. And he has set up this mechanism now with the ATF where ATF can do whatever they want. And when Congress tries to push back, he'll block Congress with his veto. So what are they going to do next? Whatever they want. And then, you know, we looked at their history of not giving a damn about the sanctity of human life. And I pointed out in the story that no one at ATF has ever been held criminally responsible for their agency's mass killings. And we both know that's true.
Well, I mean, they certainly, there's no pretense anymore behind anything that they do at all.
No. No, I mean, they're out there openly violating civil rights. This who's a gun dealer, who's a not rule. They don't care. I mean, yeah, you can go ahead and put your public comment on there, and I hope everybody does. But they don't care. They're going to do whatever the hell they want. And this is the only time I've actually seen them that this open about it. I mean, once Biden goes, people need to be held accountable because this will make four long years of ATF and their strict obedience to Joe and his anti-gun squad. And I got to tell you, people need to be held accountable. What they're doing is criminal. So I hope lawmakers read this and let's bring on the Nuremberg tribunals, man. You know?
I think you may be hoping that the lawmakers...
Pretty hard.
See, here's the thing. This is the thing that I saw. And I thought this was going to change things, but it did not. Now, in Alexandria, we had a Bernie bro that went out there and tried to kill all the Republicans playing softball one day.
Yep.
And I thought to myself, this is going to teach these guys that they are very touchable. They're not something that can just, you know... And you know, even though this was an assassination attempt... This was, to me, I was looking at this thinking, well, okay, this shows them exactly what the real world is like, with the, you know, what we already knew. Well, you and I knew this already, so, but they didn't.
No.
They didn't pick anything up from that. As a matter of fact, because it was a Democrat, the only thing that we got out of that is nobody renewed a call for gun control with that one. There was no gun control call out of that one.
No, and that's pretty much all you can say about that one.
Yeah. But the politicians did not look at this. Now, the Democrats talk all the time about how, you know, it's dangerous for them to be here and it's dangerous for them to be there, but it really isn't. It's dangerous to be a Republican, a conservative on the right, that kind of thing. That's dangerous to get out there and say those things, but, I mean, only for the politicians because they walk around unstrapped.
Yeah.
But I did. I did not see that change, and I didn't see that, you know, that moment of self-reflection that where they were like, "Well, this was a constituent. I wonder what this means. Are they unhappy with what we're doing for them?" But that didn't happen.
No, none of it did.
No. So then the insurrection thingy, you know, we saw pictures of the inside with some guys' guns out and everything because they didn't know what was going on. And we didn't know what was going on, but it was basically just a bunch of yelling, I guess, and a few other things that happened. But that didn't do it either. As a matter of fact, all that did was it did some stupid stuff because they were like, the National Guard might have people that voted for Trump. That was silly. That was a silly thing to undertake right there, getting out there and getting rid of people just because of who they voted for. But at the same time, okay, I got you. I hear you. Whenever somebody tells me who they are, I'm going to listen to them. So
I'm with you. I'm with you.
But I agree with you. It's time for some heads to roll. There needs to be some consequences for some actions.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing so fast and loose with the Constitution, it's not even funny. And, you know, this can never happen again. And I'm sure, at the very least, Dettelbach will be gone, probably his team that he brought in after he was appointed, they'll be gone. But it needs to be much more than just getting guys out of there.
Right.
I mean, people need to know, we need to inculcate within these federal agencies with all this power, that if this kind of crap happens again, you have a pretty good chance of, you know, being held criminally accountable for that. And that, to me, will be, that'll be worth all putting up with all this crap for the last 5 years or 4 years. Because somebody needs to answer to this horrible civil rights abuse.
Well, hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Lee Williams. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. www.vapingisharmless.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. We are talking to Lee Williams. He is an investigative reporter everywhere. That's one way to put it.
And I have a question for you.
Yes.
And finally, we're going to talk about guns. Do you see the utility in some of these things that they're calling PDWs, where you have very, very large weapons in pistol calibers?
Well, so, you know, what I call a PDW is the AR-15 and 5.56, because that's what the Department of Homeland Security dubbed them. As far as a pistol caliber carbine, on the one hand, if you're a 9mm guy like you are, and I am, as far as the handgun is concerned, I could see where it'd be great to have something that fired the same ammo. But that sort of seems like voluntary hamstringing to me. If your long gun's going to be a long gun, if it's the same size, why can't it be a rifle caliber?
Yeah, and I'm not even talking with the stock. I'm talking like these B&T, and there's some other makes out there.
Yeah.
It's just like a large handgun, and they're throwing optics on it, you know, like a big full-size EOTech and flashlights and straps to conceal them. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, my Staccato is probably more accurate, and it's one-fifth of the size. So, yeah, I'm a firm believer in buy whatever gun you want, whatever trips your trigger, pardon the pun. But I'm not seeing the utility in a lot of these at all.
Do you want to know?
It's just a great big handgun.
Yeah, so do you want to know my feelings on why they exist?
Yeah, tell me.
So, one of the things, like with Glock, you know, Glock was the one that sort of tried to popularize 357 SIG and 45 Gap, right?
Yeah. And all my guns are 357 SIG and 45 Gap,
yeah,
by the way.
So, and did they come up with the 45 Gap? Was that their ammunition?
Yeah. I mean, I think the G in Gap is Glock.
Okay. So they came out with that, and then they came out with three or four models of the gun. Now, with the 9mm guns and the 10mm guns and the 45 ACP guns, everybody wants to get every model of those made because they just work. So, you know, they'll buy the little shorty 10mm, which is insane. But
yeah,
every time they come out, when they get with 357 SIG or 40 caliber or 45 Gap, that was just more guns to get out there and try to sell, because they were victims of their own innovation, because Glocks are fairly indestructible, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's got them. So they were looking for something to sell. So I think a lot of these AR-15 companies, like the CZ Scorpion, is a great gun. But it's a 9mm.
Exactly my point.
Now, if you are in a subgun and it's fully automatic, I could see that just because of how fast it'll fire. And
different
how easy
animal.
It is to control. But a semi-automatic...
Completely different animal.
Yeah, semi-automatic, I don't see... I just think that's another thing to try to sell more guns, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, for me, a PDW is my folding stock M1 carbine.
There you go.
With the airborne stock.
Right.
30 rounds, 30 cal carbine, not a bad round at all.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, the ultimate, I think that was our ultimate PDW. Or, you know, Bob has mentioned the MP7, the HK MP7, in that, what is that, 4-point-something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a round designed to beat body armor, right?
Yeah. It's also not that effective. He said it's a great range gun. Great, fun range gun.
Right.
Because there's, like, no recoil. But nothing that anybody serious carries in harm's way. Because it is such a minuscule little round. But, you know, I'm sure there's some guy right now going, I have one and I love it. But, yeah, no, I think the whole thing on the PDW, give me a handgun.
Yeah.
Easier to conceal, easier to shoot. I don't know how you shoot that PDW with two hands without putting a pistol grip on it. And we know what happens if you do that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things that I thought about, if I was going to have any sort of augmentation to a pistol round, have you ever seen those things, the Ronies or the whatever they call, where you pop a Glock
into them? Yeah, you slap your Glock in it.
And then what you have is you have more points of contact to steady the weapon, but there's no real barrel on it. It's just basically a pistol holder.
Yeah.
And it just makes the pistol, it gives you more points of contact to hold it. And that's okay and everything, but you got to go through the whole mechanism of getting it in there, and then it's just plastic. It's not exactly a very robust piece, but it looks cool.
Yeah, I've seen them. I've shot them. I would go with the original handgun.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to go to anything bigger than a handgun, I want 5.56.
Yeah. Otherwise, don't do it.
Yeah. What's the point of it? I mean, if you're reaching out at somebody with and you're trying to do it with a pistol caliber carbine, they're probably a very worthy opponent, wearing some things that you might not defeat. You might hit them, and it's going to hit them harder than a regular handgun round would, because it's got a longer barrel, it builds up more pressure, it goes out a little faster. But in the end, you know, my rifle caliber is going to defeat most armors. Unless it's steel plates or some sort of level 3-4 or something like that, rated for rifles. And even
being... Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, even being hit in the plate, wearing a plate carrier and catching a round in the plate, first of all, you're really lucky that you hit the plate. Second of all, because that's the whole thing, if they don't hit the plate, you're still getting hit. Second of all, that's not just I'm invulnerable. I mean, you're on your back, you're not breathing, you might have a few broken ribs. It's not easy to take one of those, so... I would imagine with a pistol caliber, though, it would be.
Yeah, the guys that I know that have gotten shot in soft body armor, you know, it is a life-altering experience, but they weren't knocked down. So they were still part of the fight,
right?
And they had a bruise for about the next 3 weeks. But, yeah, I mean, my carbine, my AR with green tips, I'm not too concerned about soft body armor or low-level ceramic plates. But I don't see the need for it. If I have the original PDW, that would be the M1 carbine, which is a beautiful gun. But it's not my go-to. But you know, if somebody wants to, I agree with you. The Scorpion full auto. I mean, why not? The MP5, I can do surgery with one. Swedish K, the only open bolt gun I would ever, sub gun I would ever want to use. Beautiful. Great rate of fire, very controllable.
Right.
But the sub gun, the fully automatic, that's a different category there. Now, easier to suppress and carry?
Sure.
Yeah. I have yet to see a good holster or suppressed pistol. I know we had a guy here in Sarasota, Charles Worley, and he went out. He's no longer in business. He made one that came around and looped around the trigger. So you could carry it. You didn't have to pull 8 feet of suppressor
right
out of the holster. But, yeah, with a PDW, it's different. You'd have it's bigger, and you could...
Well, I mean,
could,
I would carry it easier with a PDW. If it was a fully automatic 22, I would carry that because that's still chewing stuff up. But semi-automatic, oh, yeah. No, thank you.
No. It's like, remember the old AR, what was it, the American 180, the 22 submachine gun with the drum on top.
The little circular thing, looked like the big
spring. Yeah, I fired one of those at the range. We cut cinder blocks in half.
You could chew your way through a wall, but that's just because of the gratuitous expenditure of ammunition.
Takes that, and you'd struggle to get a good burst out without the thing jamming. At least the one I shot.
I saw those when I was a kid. I never have shot one.
Oh, they're fun.
I can only imagine. But, I mean, anything like that, anything like that in that caliber, in the small calibers, is going to have to be fully automatic, and that's the only good they're for. And I think they're pretty good in a close-in, like going in a building or something, because they're small and they're easy to control. And but, you know, at the same time, I could take my 7.5-inch 300 blackout and go in there and be just as small and just as controllable and hit a whole lot harder.
Yeah, and if you didn't hit them, you'd deafen them.
I'd scare myself, and we'd both be blinded. Anyway.
Yep.
Anyway,
yep.
I've run out of time. For the fastest hours, you put it. Lee, you can find Lee at thegunwriter.substack.com. You can find him at armedamericannews.com, and you can find him at saf.org. He's the lone reporter at Second Amendment Foundation. And when the stars align right, you can find him right here at least once a week. We'll be right back. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.